Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds. With 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth, there's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Is this mic? This mic doesn't seem that hot to me right now, but is it all right? Is it good? A little hotter, please, in the booth. My name is, too hot. No, I'm just kidding. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Upright Citizens B in L.A., California, not to be confused with the bee in apartment 23, on April 17th, two oceans, 12. My hoodie is up because MI4 Ghost Protocol came out on DVD today. But then I forgot to put it up. I was going to come out with it up, and I forgot. Oh, well. Since last I spoke, you listened. I recorded a second episode of Doug Loves Movies at Helium Comedy Club during the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. The first one was free, and a lot of people said very nice things to me about it, even though I threw out a drunk man at one point during the show. But if you'd like to hear me yell at Pete Holmes for being too hilarious too often, it will totally be worth picking up in the comedy album section of iTunes for $2. If that doesn't sound like fun to you, save the $2 and keep downloading the free ones like this one right here, I think. Yeah, this is going to be a free one. I'm in L.A., right? Last night, Graham Elwood and I did a show at the Improv in Brea, California, and Mr. Elwood lost immediately in one round to audience member with a sign that said Kenobert, like Obi-Wan Kenobert was his name, got the prize bag because he knew in the host protocol category the answer can't hardly wait. I think Graham called it looking forward to it, or the lady in water. So anybody in the audience right now that's behind on the podcast probably didn't understand what any of that was about, and that's cool. Do you guys actually, do you just come to it live, or do you also listen to it?
Yes.
But some people, shout out if you just come to the live shows and you never listen to the podcast. All right. You're the least narcissistic, like, You're like, I don't need to hear my own laugh. Even though it's free to listen to, I don't got time to hear myself laughing. I've got more laughing to do. Be sure to check out the Comedy Film Nerds episode that Graham taped at Bridgetown with co-host Chris Mancini, guest Janine Garofalo, an appearance by me with the Leonard Maltin game at the end. It's $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes. Soon or now. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number 3 movie at the box office is one of my favorite of all movies out right now. So see Cabin in the Woods, Ghost Protocol, not Hunger Games Ghost Protocol or Three Stooges Ghost Protocol. This has been Watch This, Not Those. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tickets are on sale now for my upcoming stand-up shows and Douglas Movies tapings in places like San Diego, Pittsburgh, Nashville, New York City. Go to douglasmovies.com for all the deets and links. Friday is 4/20, so what better day to premiere a new monthly or less often, just whenever I get hungry, podcast featuring me eating. Yes, me and my friend Karen eating and talking about what we're eating. Check out Dining with Doug and Karen on the Nerdist Podcasting Network. It's free, and we will chew your ears off. Let's look at the prize bag. Yeah, that's what it says on the paper, but if you guys can see, it's no bag. It's just a clump of stuff, but it looks pretty good. Somebody brought a headband that makes you look like a giraffe, which is, you know, who doesn't want that look? It's very slimming. Makes your neck look nice. Something called rear gear. No more Mr. Brown Eye. This is for your dogs or cats that have, that are always sticking their brown eye in guests' faces. For parties, you can stick a plug in their butt that puts a blue ribbon on their ass where their butthole would normally be. I'd hate to be like sitting there watching Wheel of Fortune and the dog farts and that thing shoots into my eye. I got a copy of Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian CD. And, oh, what's this? That looks scary. It's Lars von Trier Antichrist. Yeah. I'm gonna put that away from me. And then, oh, what's this? This is a DVD of House of the Devil. And what's going on with this T-shirt here? It says innkeepers on it. So you guys, please help me in welcoming David Peanut Wills, Ty West, Kyle Dunnigan, and Sarah Silverman. It's Peanut that brought the fucking Lars von Trier Antichrist. That's an intense gift, dude. Woo! And also from Ty West, we have The Innkeepers, which is coming out next Tuesday on DVD, but is now also going to be, someone in the audience, you gave me two of these. Is this one of these for me?
Give the one with the key tag away. The other one's
for
you.
I'm going to totally keep one. The one with the what on it? Oh, the name tag is the giveaway one? Okay, so there's a, not a name tag, but a room key tag. And the, what do you call this thing?
It's called a gatefold.
A what?
That'd be a technical term. Is a gatefold is the, I don't know why they call it that, because it opens. But a lot of things open.
No, but I mean, what's the movie on?
Oh. Well, that is a limited edition Blu-ray in there, and it also has a poster. We made about 500 of those.
Oh, okay, cool. Sarah's really enjoying it.
So it's ideal if someone wins that who's seen the movie otherwise. Give it to a friend.
The plastic on it makes me feel like it's somebody checked it out from a library. It's very like, this is plastic is oppressive.
And so it doesn't
and
stain.
And I got to get this back to someone. All right, so that's going to be part of the prize package with the shirts you brought. And Peanut, my friend Peanut, you guys might know from the band 311, he brought the... oh, Sarah's losing her
Sarah's
shit, you guys.
My mic control, I kept it down here.
Yeah, that was nice of you to scream low. Sweet Chariot. Antichrist. Do you like that Lars von Trier movie? Is that the deal?
I saw it at a midnight showing, so I'm, you know, endeared to it emotionally in that way. And it's the
yeah,
thing, it's one of the things you can't unsee. So it's worth seeing.
That's my favorite Lars von Trier quote, although there's so many. But that one, at Cannes, when he made that movie, they demanded that he explain what he was thinking when he made this movie. And he said, asking me about the movie is like asking the chicken about the chicken soup. And he said, I don't owe you anything. You're all my guests. It's not the other way around. And I was like, best filmmaker ever.
He's great. He's great.
Yeah, I wish the films matched that awesome... awesome extemporaneous speaking ability that he has.
Chaos
I wish more of his films were like about how didn't he say Hitler is awesome or something somewhere?
He got tongue-tied in that,
in that realm of
yeah, things. I'm totally paraphrasing.
Yeah.
He was like, yay, Hitler, and they were like,
it's a joke.
Like,
it's a joke.
Oh, he was saying something positive about Hitler, and he was just like, no, there was a lot of words in between. Yay, people who stopped...
I think he just said, you know, Hitler had some good ideas.
Right, we don't know. He might be a Hitler historian and know of some of Hitler's ideas that were great.
The truth is, and believe me, I do not like Hitler strongly. But you only hear the bad things. Like,
he might have had, like, a decent healthcare plan.
He... could draw anything.
He was an artiste.
He was a vegetarian. And he was also a very considerate driver. And people don't usually know that.
When are we going to finally be able to see the dance movie you did with Sarah Polley?
What do you mean, the dance movie?
It's called Take This Waltz.
Oh.
And I know it's not about
it's
dancing.
It's a Cohen song. Reference.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
know. Have you ever said to anyone, Take This Waltz?
It's actually coming
please.
Out. I just read in Entertainment Weekly. You know, they have the list of all the movies, and then there's
that's
like
how
a
you
tinier
find
list,
out?
And then there's an even tinier list. And then I was like, oh my God, June 29th.
June 29th.
You
that's
can
awesome.
See my whole. Bush.
Is it? What are they? Is it gonna? How many IMAX screens are they gonna put it on?
Well, they have to do two just to play it one time. They have to have like two side by side to fit the whole thing.
Ty West, did we already talk about when your movie's coming out? On DVD?
I don't know, but next Tuesday, April 24th is the day to get it.
See you
yes.
next Tuesday.
Get it. Get the innkeepers. I enjoyed it. Get it like in, you know, invite a lady over, right?
Yeah, sit no, out, definitely. That's,
sit down and watch that shit.
That's what I would do.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding around.
I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
That'd be fun. Serious. You're gonna get some play if you watch Innkeepers with somebody else.
Hopefully the giant bush. That's what I'm aiming for.
Or like if you're a gay dude wondering if another dude's gay, invite him over, watch the Innkeepers. You'll be in each other for sure.
And if you get lucky, he's gay.
What? 311 Cruise. I gotta say,
coming
Peanut
up.
Was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'm happy to have done that to you.
Yeah, last year was so much fun, and it's when is it this year? May 10th,
something like
the
that.
13th.
Yes,
I'm not keeping track. I'm not jealous.
Stalking the dates.
I'm not wishing I was there. I gotta go to a college, which will be fun. You know, like not to disparage that. But
you learn a lot more than on the cruise.
Oh my God, I will learn a lot more. There was no learning on that cruise other than
there was reverse learning.
Yeah. It was. You
guys were on a cruise on a boat?
Yeah. We were, and then it hit the coast of Italy and capsized, and we were the couple of the survivors, and we're here to tell the tale.
Still the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah. You know there have got to be some people on that cruise who are like, it was pretty fun until we
capsized
and
she was like,
went through
oh
all
my
that
god,
shit.
I'm sideways. And I was like, oh my god, she's... this is your fault.
I don't know what's happening, but I kind of like it.
It was a funny thought that I was unable to put into words.
Okay. Take it. Yeah, put your mic down for a while. Just recuse yourself from the conversation. I was going to ask you, well, let's start down there with Ty. Have you been to the movies and seen anybody else's work who you've enjoyed particularly of late?
But I did go to the Red Box yesterday and pick up Ghost Protocol. So I have now seen all four Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, but you saw this last one at home?
That's true. I did miss the IMAX experience.
I saw the IMAX. Did you?
So good in IMAX. What's that, Sarah? Why that extra weird eye roll or whatever you're doing?
I enjoyed 3 better, but of course it was incredible, all the stunts, and to see it in IMAX. It's just like the little fun, like getting to know you scenes of like we've got a camaraderie, we have a rhythm to our joking around and joust abouting.
All right. It's reasonable.
Left me cold.
I think. Yeah, I think it's... I just enjoy it because the action scenes are so good.
Yeah.
Anyway. Kyle, what have you been to the cinema of lately?
Yeah, I saw Ghost Protocol. I saw it in iMinimum, though, on a smaller screen.
You watched it on your phone today?
Yeah, I downloaded it.
This very day you watched it? I can't imagine watching a feature film on a phone. That just seems so, like...
If you get close, it's kind of big.
Just hold it right up there?
Yeah.
But then, like, doesn't your arm get tired?
Yeah. It's awful.
And the name of your podcast is Solutions? No, it's Professor Blastoff.
Wow. You usually call it something else, like
I do that to David
Kangaroo
Huntsberger.
Rocket.
I do that to Huntsberger. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah. You respect me more?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've traveled with him.
Oh, so,
so
you
I
know.
Can be that
you
way
can't
with
respect him
yeah,
after
I can
that.
Be like, oh, my name's David Huntsberger. I made a drawing of something. He's awesome.
That's a really good impression.
He's gonna be with me on some date coming up, but I can't remember which one right now. So let's worry about it later.
That's gonna trouble me the whole time.
Peanut, what have you seen lately?
I haven't seen anything since I saw Tree of Life.
That's the last movie you saw last June?
Yep.
Oh my god!
In the theater.
It changed. Yeah, it changed your life. That movie.
It did.
Yeah, you're very passionate about that movie.
Yeah.
What do you say to people that are like that? Just think that movie's ridiculous.
Like my mom, who I
your mom didn't like it.
I forced her to watch it the other night, and I go at the end of the movie. It's late at night, 3.5 hours of Terrence Malick. She goes, I would have stood up and booed.
Oh my god.
Which is another reason why I love her. She's great, but just didn't get it. And that's okay. That's another reason why I like movies.
That
like
sort of makes it more fun to embrace, that it makes some people angry.
It's okay.
Yeah, my mom didn't like it at all. Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those Mission Impossible movies that you mentioned, so.
Oh, those are works of art.
Yeah.
What
time.
You're talking about is
I know
bullshit.
They're out there.
No, anything can speak to someone, you know, but I'm moved by moving movies, but for some reason, Terrence Malick and I don't connect.
It's amazing how you can do voiceovers and beautiful photography and call it a piece of art, and he really does get away with it in my eyes. It's just unreal. It's an unreal experience.
You probably like
time.
Pick up a book of poetry from once in a while and read it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That movie is for you. For me, I'm like, could something happen that I don't have to do anything? It could just be, it's on you, you know, that kind of thing. I don't want to figure out what they're talking about when I'm watching a movie. But, you know, some people love Edgar Wright, loves it. And it's his birthday tomorrow. Shout out to Edgar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Talent.
And do you guys, as a group, do you hunger for games at all?
I saw the Hunger Games.
You saw the Hunger Games?
I forgot that I saw that.
And I got to throw you in the ring as a great person to direct the sequel instead of the guy.
I'd be happy to do it.
All right, so yeah. Ty West is in, you
Let's
guys.
Start the petition. I'm ready to go.
It's official. Let's get it going.
I've been to North Carolina. I know the crews. It's all good.
Because, like, one things that you would add to it, you would add, like, the characters would be interesting.
Wider lenses.
And you would be wondering what's going to happen next, and you would, like, jump from time to time from some sort of surprise.
I liked it.
I think it might be. Is it a man-woman divide? Did you like it, Kyle?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I read the book, too, which is a little embarrassing.
A little bit.
But, yeah, I liked it. I thought the casting, though, was off a little bit.
Oh, okay.
If I want to be critical.
I have not read the books, but it's safe to assume that Elizabeth Banks and Lenny Kravitz do come back and say, that's great that you didn't die after we... Because they prepped them the whole movie like they were their best friends. And then she won, and they were like, gone.
What happened? Wow, we just went so deep in the spoiler hole. I still,
wait a minute, hold on.
I still
have people
giving me shit for stuff that I said a week ago that they think that they can just wait 4 or 5 weeks before seeing Hunger Games.
But Hunger Games made $500 million.
Can't have it ruined.
And it's suffice to say, enough people have seen it to not spoil it.
And it is faithful to a book.
Also,
who is surprised by what's happening in this movie?
Who went and thought Jennifer Lawrence is going to eat it at the end of this? No one thought that. Spoiler alert,
no,
she lives.
Everyone saw on E! That that she has signed up for all three movies. She can't be a ghost in two movies.
It can be flashbacks.
She's no Obi-Wan. It could be flashbacks, you're right.
Apology accept.
That's what I think. I think Kick-Ass should be a movie where, I mean Kick-Ass 2, I should say. They should make a movie where, what's her name, the little girl, she goes on, Hit Girl, goes on to be, you know, fighting crime, and whenever she's in a situation, she remembers back to when we get to see her training with Nicolas Cage.
Yes!
So it brings him back to life and keeps her kicking ass and makes, I don't even care about any other character in that movie.
Great.
If it's just the two of them, it would be amazing.
She's at that age, though, where she could get huge really quick, like tall... And then you won't be able to shoot anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then call it off. Oh, shit. Hit Girl is tall now.
Yeah.
Fuck
there's
this.
There's nothing tall worse girl. In the comic book world than tall girls with tits.
Leggy. Leggy is just unheard of.
Gross.
But you can't flash back and be like, I'm 12.
Oh, now I see.
No, but you have littler girls because it's like her when she's little.
You have like stunt girls?
Yeah, like usually like old midget men.
Oh, okay.
Little person. Just person.
Oh, yeah. I was hanging out with that person comic, Brad Williams. And he's a midge.
Ooh.
He says it, so that makes me feel okay about it.
You know what? Midget, I already feel bad saying that word. I'm not comfortable. Many years ago, I would have said it. Now I get that tinge, you know, like the same as gay and stuff. I forgot my point. But if you give me 5 seconds, I know I'll get it back.
I can fill the time if you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
midgets will never get their own water fountain.
Midger.
There's still strides that need to be made. They don't have their own water fountains unless they just wander into an elementary school. I've never, no guest has ever passed out before, Sarah. That's an interesting response. Let's play some games.
Yay!
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll start with you, Sarah, with a little round of Build a Title, the confusing and arbitrary game that doesn't matter. at Quo Vadimus DC and at Juicy Mud Butt. Had to include Juicy Mud Butt, but the other one was first. But they both suggested within a short period of time, Man Who Knew Too Little. So we'll start with you, and then we'll go to we'll go around to Ty because he knows how to play, and then to
Kyle.
Are you falling asleep?
Mr. Wills. Did you meet Peanut?
I didn't meet Peanut.
Yeah, you wouldn't be next, Kyle. It'd be Ty, and then him, and then you.
It's like this.
Okay. It's like this.
Surprise.
Clock.
Yeah, this is an astronomy lesson. All right. The title is Man Who Knew Too Little. So you need a movie that ends in man or begins with little.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's what that is. Yeah, build
Wait,
the title.
The title? We're playing build a title.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to say man.
Huh? Man Who Knew Too Little. It's a movie that ends in man or begins with little.
Oh, okay.
Man Who Knew Too Little.
Okay, Little Man Tate.
No, that works. Yeah, Man Who Knew Too Little Man Tate.
Oh!
You did it right without even knowing you did it right?
Okay, I remember this. Man Who Knew Too Little Man Tate.
Yeah. Yeah, you nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so now who's laughing? Fuck faces.
That's the audience.
Well, yeah, I guess that's good.
I'm just trying to find a pen. I'm trying to differentiate between my vaporizer pen and my actual pen. Got it. All right, so what just happened? Oh, man, hit me to little man Tate.
Yeah, but how's
Hey, Hang on, you'll see. Now we go to Ty West.
All right.
What? Oh, shit, sorry.
I just put that anywhere.
It all came back to me.
She's got it.
Batman Who Knew Too Little Man Tate.
Yeah. What do you mean, ooh?
Really?
What is there to judge about that? That's pure success. David? Anything?
The man who wasn't there, little man Tate? Perhaps?
No.
Shit. Well.
No, Mr. Potter. But thank you for playing. We'll see you again in Leonard Maltin again. Kyle, do you have anything?
I am clueless. I'll say a man on a little wire. This is falling apart.
That's interesting. It's a fun way to play it.
It's building, it's like Batman Who Knew Too Little Man Tate.
Yeah. So this is Too Little Man Tate too late because you know he's already blown it. But you know, if you could jump in,
I can.
Let's do it.
Mortal Kombat Man. Everyone loves a comeback.
Isn't it hilarious how excited everybody gets?
I know, but I'm excited too.
It's so much fun. Yeah, I fucking love it. I love that anybody cares. Oh, shit. Everything's falling off the table. Okay.
Can we keep going?
Yeah. We don't stop until we have a winner. I have no idea what's happening at this point.
You're not playing?
Who's out? So
I went after Peanut
is out.
Peanut threw me.
Yeah. He didn't do anything to you.
Well, he took me off the track.
He's out and you were out, but Ty is still in, right?
Yeah, okay.
Do you have
not
anything,
for long.
Do you have anything that ends in mortal or begins with Tate? Or eight? Or more
or?
Ends with more? How would or work? Or more?
Oh, yeah. I got a little cocky there with thinking I knew things.
All right, this is a little creative, but just,
oh,
why
I can't
not?
Wait to say no to
so
this.
So, Mortal Kombat little man Tate Mile.
Tate Mile, I like it.
Yes!
Wow!
I like it very much. Tate Mile. I'm calling it that from now on.
Ghost Protocol.
It's not, you know... It's Tate Mile. It's not Taint Mile, because it doesn't totally stick. Your turn.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
I don't think Davis documentary that you could...
Okay, Mortal Kombat Man... Who knew too little, man, Tate Mile, I fucking had something. Wait.
You wait.
Mile End of Dr. Moreau.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. Everything is on the floor. I can't believe that just fucking happened. That's the most ridiculous. Oh, Jesus. That was insane. No one's getting electrocuted. That would be two miracles in a row. Two things that never happen. Oh my God. My podcast just murdered me. That was insane, you guys.
Does that count?
Yes, it counts. I would have said no, move on if you were wrong. That was amazing.
I have another one.
I'm sure you do. Oh my God.
Mortal Kombat Man Who Knew Too Little Man Tate Mile End of Dr. Moreau.
Isn't it on Ty now to decide, or is he out?
It's technically
Ty,
me.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't say
quite all right.
Yeah. So you've got Moreau.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
And I've got a puddle to try to stay out of. That's so much water.
Together, we picked this up.
There's still some in the bottle. I can still have a refreshing nip.
It's okay. Mortal Kombat Man Who Knew Too Little Man Tate Mile of Dr. Moreau. Oh, I knew it in the beginning. Morope in water. Because of the water spill, and also
we're rope and water.
Yeah. We rope and water.
Open water.
All right. I had a good.
It's just as much a movie as Mile of a Dr. Moreau. They're equally as much a movie.
There's got to be a depressing indie movie called Rope and Water.
I believe it's a Terrence Malick film.
Oh snap.
Should right, someone acknowledge that the table fell over for the
one.
Podcast?
Yeah, the should
you just need El Sara needs his water or something. That's not so
even.
Hard.
Isn't there a movie called Amor Amor?
Maybe. I can't verify without looking
I feel
on,
like
my, on my phone.
I might be thinking of Europa, Europa.
It's a good chance that's what you're thinking of, yes.
What all right,
the,
what is
what's
this?
On the
open
other
water?
End? The other end is water. Yeah, water or something.
Yeah, no problem.
You know,
David
water.
David St. Jessica's movie Turbocharged, The Life and Times of the Cars.
very
okay,
smooth
so
plug you just did there.
Turbocharged, The Life and Times of the Cars. Open Watt Turbocharge, The Life and Times of the Cars. It's an all-star cast.
I stopped writing it down after a while, so I don't even know what the hell is happening.
Cars.
But that
cars,
can't possibly
cars.
Be right. Is that right, Ty?
It's also debatable at this point.
Does it have to be in the Leonard Maltin book? If so, then it's not admissible. But it is a movie, and it played one time at CineSpace.
But I just don't even
John
see.
Benjamin,
I don't see
and
how
David
it,
Cross.
Does it fit though?
Oh, open Watt turbocharged the life and times
okay.
of cars.
Okay. All right.
Listen, if you don't
right,
get
I'll
that,
give
I'll
you
come
that.
Up with another one in
cars.
Seconds.
Cars.
You were just cars. You want
to
just?
You just have to add two cars.
All right. But
shush in the audience.
But I there's been such great effort to make it ridiculous. I feel that sticking to that would be easy.
Yeah, it's nothing like winning to make you feel like you did the right thing.
Cars 2, it is.
So do you know a movie that starts with 2?
Yeah. Cars 2 of a Kind.
Nice. Do you have anything that starts with kind?
Didn't we just talk about how South by this went on too long? Now this has gotten out of control.
This is a really long one, yeah.
They didn't even finish the South by Southwest. They just say South by. That's how quick. They have very little time.
Oh, yeah.
Time
it's
then.
A very fast pace down there, so they can't put up with a long builder title. They're too busy keeping it weird.
We could go on forever.
What do you think, Ty? Got anything? Kind?
What was the first word to immortal? Oh. Is it mortal combat?
Yeah, mortal.
Oh, no, that wouldn't work. I thought of one, but then I unthought of it.
What were you thinking? The immortals combat? All right, kind.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah, go.
And I think she wants to rub it in. What do you have?
Harold and Kumortal Combat.
Oh! No, but
there's
you win anyway.
There's a technical issue with that.
You win anyway. Sarah's our winner.
I'll take it with a grain of salt. I share it with Ty. Let's call it a tie.
All right, we've got 9 minutes to complete a game of the Leonard Maltin.
This is ridiculous.
This is, I can't believe I'm going to try to attempt this. Good luck, everybody. Let's see what happens. It's a pretty docile panel tonight, so.
I don't get it. Like, what happens if your podcast is. Oh, because there's enough.
Then I've got everyone in the next show going, like, hey, what's going on? Why do you have to go long like that?
We
got to
do this.
Yeah. I try to keep it. Try to keep it on schedule here at the UCB Theater. My show is always followed by Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly Not a Thing. You guys want to go pick a name tag that you want to play for? Let's do that right now. Let's go pick a name tag that you want to play for. Just get up and go out and grab a name tag from somebody, and that's who you'll play for. And we got the Todd Father over here. We got Fraser Head. I like that. That's a good one. Oh, Elizabeth Tyler. It's got my face on it. Somebody got a bottle of booze. Very smart. I heard there was going to be some food here. Nicole Mintz has actual mints in it? Oh my God, that's a huge box of mints, you guys. Somebody with bad breath made a mistake tonight. All right, so Sarah, what do you have? Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Elizabeth Tyler, who, what is this movie? The name of the town. Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Town.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Town.
Town.
She changed
Elizabeth
to Elizabeth Tyler.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She put my face, and is that her face on there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cute.
I'm in. That looks good.
Sign of things
she's
to
totally,
come.
She's raping me in it from behind. Kyle, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey.
There's a person here named Jack Daniels?
No.
Is your name Jack or Daniel or Zzz?
No.
Oh my God. That's the best worst name tag ever. So what is your name? I hope I remember it.
Jason,
I'm going to call you Jack Daniels. And then we have a Planet of the Apes poster. That's very nice.
Oh,
and it says
cool.
Planet of the Kates. And is that short for Caitlin? That Kate? K-A-I-T? Where are you, Kates?
Yes.
There you are. Very nice. That's a very cool image and thing you did there. I got nice work, Peanut. And then And then instead of the thing, there's the Tom. It's the thing image from the great John Carpenter movie, but it says the Tom. That's who Ty is playing for, the Tom.
I like how not a sound alike that is. I mean, you really can't.
Tom.
No one could ever. It's the Tom. Get it? Because of the thing.
This winter, look out for the Tom.
So I'm playing for like a corporation.
Yeah, but just, you get to keep man. It. He gets to keep it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's yours to keep. So you know. I think you did the right thing. I think it's a fair trade for some giraffe ears. I think you did good.
Let's do this.
Let's play the game. Holy shit, yeah. Now we only have 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Good luck. Oh, this will be a fun way to play. Let's play the first person to get one right. Wins the whole thing. Wow. Yeah. That's accelerated. For all the people that wish the Leonard Maltin game didn't take up so much of the show, this is the show. This is the episode for you. I hope you enjoyed it. That was fun, though. We had fun, right?
Good.
I was having a great time.
Table got flipped. That means fun.
I totally forgot about that.
You forgot you fell over?
I'm trying to run a show.
What is this bruise along the whole side of my body?
I didn't go down that hard.
I know. Dramatic.
I have theater fighting and falling training.
Yeah, Doug knows how to tumble. He went to clown college.
you meant to say junior college.
Some people would keep the shame of falling in front of 200 people for weeks, but you just let it go right
away. Oh, you think like from the ground I should have been just like, so the next question, like, I should have just played it off like it wasn't happening? There's always editing if I really...
Just standing up
if
like
I really
always.
Feel embarrassed by it.
Totally upright.
This is... I should maybe just start hosting a show standing up because it keeps me more involved. All right, here we go. We've got 4 minutes for the Leonard Maltin game. First person to get one correct is our winner. We start with Sarah, and then we'll go to Ty. And Sarah, you get to pick from the following categories. Would you like found footage? Oh, I didn't put any in for that one yet. Hang on. I loaded that one up, that setup, but I didn't load in any answers yet. Wait, let me think of one.
We have 2 minutes.
This is the show where it all catches up to Doug.
UT Chicago suggested...
Like last season on Mad Men when he suggested, alcoholism wasn't as charming.
He suggested full-blown AIDS. That's movies where there's a character who plays an assistant to someone. Or it's Jennifer Garner's birthday today, so the films of Jennifer Garner. Or Your Days Are Numbered, which is movies where there's numbers and days in the title.
Numbers.
Number days, numbers. Okay, this is from 1996. Leonard Maltin gave it 3 stars. He calls it a crime thriller, and he also says about it that it is entertaining and stylish. He doesn't seem to say anything bad about it, but he only gave it 3 stars. And it's
a crime thriller.
1996. Crime thriller, entertaining and stylish. And he lists 15 names.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot of names.
96?
That's almost a Nick Nolte turn. That's a lot of names, Barbara. All right. 15 names.
15 names? I can name it. I can name that movie in... 11 names.
That's a very smart, strong opening bid. We go to Ty West.
9 names.
Says 9. Mm. Peanut.
7 names.
Whoa.
I think I can do it in 4.
It's Kyle Dunnigan, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Dunnigan.
Kyle.
Yeah.
My friend and lover.
Oh, it's getting personal.
I didn't know that was going to come out on this show. thank you for the scoop.
Name that movie.
Just your entire phone is on the floor.
Maybe when the table fell over. There was a tape. Someone fell over, and the table fell over.
I apologize.
Kyle, name that movie.
Four names you get. Would you like to hear the clues again, Mr.
No,
Dunnigan?
I'm good. We have no time.
All right. Oh, yeah, right. We got 1 minute. The bomb is about to go off, Mr. McLean. All right. Your four names are Lawrence Tierney, Austin Pendleton, Louise Fletcher, and Keith Carradine. In the category of, it's got some numbers and some days. Your days are numbered.
Yeah. What? It's got numbers and days in the title? There's numbers and days in the title. Oh, shoot. I thought it.
What do you mean, like? You know, like, let me give you an example.
Don't make it what this movie is.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. I'm going to give you an example that's not the answer.
Okay.
6 days, seven nights, or whatever that was called?
Oh.
Would be an example. What do you think? Say something that's like that.
Seven nights, 6 days. I have no idea.
I think that's right.
We have a winner. Crack open the Jack Daniels.
No.
I thought it was going to be seven. That's why it got cocky.
Yeah, well, Sarah's our winner because the movie is called 2 Days in the Valley. Two Days in the Valley. With Danny Aiello and, Eric Stoltz and Charlize Theron. And yeah. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. But you win anyway, Sarah. So where's Elizabeth Tylertown at? Where's she at? Come collect all of your prizes. You get all this stuff. You get these...
We didn't even say our prizes.
Oh, that's right. Well, I went through the thing. I don't think yours, though. Sarah brought a hat from her show that says Straub Cable on it.
This was the wrap gift of the Sarah Silverman program, Straub Cable. Here's the backstory. Do you have time?
Hurry.
Rob Schraub, so he's a cable guy, so we named after Rob Schraub, who created the show. And it was a cable man played by John Hamm, pre-Mad Men.
I didn't know I was supposed to
answer. And then in tiny letters that are just too small, like small enough that the TV couldn't pick it up when it was on the actual episode. It said, eaten all the pussy since 92. But this has it says, eats all the pussy since 92 by accident. There you go.
That's an awesome prize. Thank you, Sarah Silverman. Don't go anywhere, Sarah Silverman. Oh, she's got a bag to put everything into. That's fantastic. That's so good. There you go. Yeah, I got a bag for everything. Don't forget your pet butthole plug. That's going to come in handy probably. Doesn't have
to be. Take the bottom one of those.
Take all that stuff. There you go, Elizabeth. And now nobody else does. Do we have any shitheads on the back of these things, or do we have to get everybody?
No, this one. This one has one.
It does. Okay. This one does too. What? That's a good one. All right, but the Jack Daniels bottle, I bet, doesn't have one. So let's get Jack Daniels to come up here. And right, we don't need one from her. She won all those amazing prizes, Sarah. Yeah. Here, dude, I'll give you a...
That's Doug's contribution to the prize bag, is that all the prizes are a little bit moist.
It's all stuff that can be wet.
Yeah. Albums, laser discs.
It's not going to ruin it or anything. Hang on, my car is here. I got to tell him something. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. I'll be out there in like 2 minutes. That sounds great. All right, thanks, man. He's going to pick me up over by the market on the corner. I'd like to thank my guests for tonight. Sarah Silverman, Kyle Dunnigan, David Peanut Wills, 311 Cruise, everybody. Ty West, Innkeepers is on DVD. I really recommend it. It's a fun ghost story movie that's not comprised of found footage, which will be a future category on Let Him Alone. I got to figure out what it means. Like, movies where somebody finds a foot. I don't even know if that has happened. I have to do a little research. Wait, oh shit, I put away the piece of paper with the third shithead on it.
What's
Get it
wrong
together,
with you?
Doug. Get it together. Jesus Christ, what does that even say? Oh, I like that. That's good. All right, as always, multiple sclerosis is a shithead. A person with poop on their head is a shithead. And tables that fall over.
That was a thinker.
Is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.